Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the voting fraud of Fat Bear Week, Chris Colfer versus Lea Michele, what's actually in a Negroni Spagliato with Prosecco, Corey counts down the 10 cringiest emojis, and we clarify the finer details of the 5-second rule. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hiya!
Tyler, what is on your shirt?
A picture of me.
Is that you?
It was from when we played...
That doesn't look like you. Why are you wearing a crown?
TKO. Because I'm a queen, I guess.
You had one of the shirts from TKO made?
What does it say?
It says, "Whoomst is Tyler Oakley."
Yeah. Anytime we play it on stream, I order a shirt.
Really?
Yeah, so somebody's design and somebody's creation, I order as a shirt.
Well, I should play. I want to make a shirt for you.
Well, come play sometime.
Is the shirt comfortable material or scratchy material?
It's fine. It's very neutral, actually.
Oh.
A rave review.
I went to that Bros premiere a few weeks ago, I got a free t-shirt. Everyone in the audience did. Very comfortable. Everyone got a large, so it's a little big on me, but very comfortable material.
Congrats.
Yeah. I ripped.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks. I ripped the tag off of it, so I couldn't tell you who made it. But
oh,
but good comfort, cozy.
That's
soft.
That is wild.
Hey,
that
did is you have? Big. Did you have t-shirt sheets in college?
T-shirt sheets.
You know how every
I don't know what that means.
In college, all the moms were like, "Oh, you should get these new sheets. They're soft like t-shirts." Midwest moms did that. I've talked to this about. With other people.
No, I don't know if I've ever had that.
You just had to keep your plastic sheets.
Yeah, for the tarping. For the leaks and the spillage and the...
The oops. Oops. The oops. All piss.
The oops and the poops and the piss.
Oops,
the
all kiss. Piss babies?
Yes.
Oops,
yes.
All piss babies. Got it.
Yeah. Slime time live, honey.
Hey, earlier, before what? We hit record, remember when you were drinking out of that mug that said you were a certified dog dad?
It's true, I am.
What certification did you take?
Well, it's the weirdest thing, actually, because I got sent this mug that says certified dog dad.
And?
From Bruche.
Oh, really? You know,
the toothbrush company.
I use my Bruche every day.
And I was like, "Hold on, wait, what's this going on?
Why didn't I get that? Because I don't have a dog?
You're not certified.
What if I just want to be a certified dad?
You're not. You still have to produce the child.
The child.
Bring me the child.
Hey.
So, what? What? It's a big week for Gleeks. How have you been coping?
because of Chris Colfer said something mean about Lea Michele.
I don't know if he said something mean.
I didn't read the clickbait, but I saw he was in the news for something. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there is a 3-part documentary exploring the real story behind hit show Glee in the works at Discovery Plus. Oh. It will lift the curtain to reveal the highs and lows of the production and will also feature testimonials of close family and friends with never before seen stories. Never heard before stories. So nobody from the cast is going to be in it. Only close friends and family. If anybody ever claimed to be my close friend or family and they were in a documentary about me, I would be the first to claim they're not my close friend or family.
Well, I've got news to tell you. I recorded something.
If I weren't also in it. If I weren't in it, that's my stamp of it's not something I would want made. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that Real Housewives did like two, like, never told stories like about two of the housewives who were facing criminal charges for things. And yeah, they had like friend of housewife. And you know, it was like someone who interacted with them one time.
No, it's a no for me. I'd like to know who is going to be sharing the highs and lows of these Glee stars. Cause I think I could add a few.
What
I think my proximity could lend me, access to this documentary. I have things to say.
What if it's Kevin McHale in drag pretending to be a friend of Kevin McHale's?
I'm in. Hyman. Yeah, sure.
Okay, is that all you had to say? Did you read about that part?
That's part one of the Glee, the big Glee news.
Yes, and it sure is.
And then secondly, Chris Colfer had something to say.
What did Kurt say?
Now, I listened to, maybe even watched. It was like a podcast episode snippet of, it was Chris Colfer on Michelle Collins' podcast.
Okay.
And so they're just like chirping and Michelle goes, oh, guess what I saw last night? And Chris knows it's about Funny Girl. And she's like, are you going to go see it? And he says, so like, before anybody's like, not him trying to get in the news about blah, blah, blah. He was asked a question.
Okay.
On a podcast live, unprompted. So like, what do you want him to do? No comment?
Yeah. Bite your tongue, but not really because that hurts.
Chris goes, oh no, are you seeing Funny Girl? Oh. And then he says, oh, my day suddenly just got so full. and then she says, so you're not seeing it, it's my guess, while you're in town. And he says, no, I can be triggered at home. Mm. And so that was it. That's the end of that. So
did he
expand on
what was triggering? Just being in her presence?
I'm sure the documentary with close friends and family will get into it.
Does Chris Colfer have Lea Michele muted? Well, I guess, and her muted on Twitter? What do you think?
I don't know.
If you were a betting boy.
I'm not.
If you were a certified dog dad and a betting boy.
He has a big week. He's going through a lot right now. He's obsessed with the royal family.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I that's very much a part of his...
brand?
Brand.
Do you think Outback Steakhouse is a part of my brand?
It can be. Anything can be part of who you are.
Thank you.
You just have to kind of deem it so. You do. Every day you decide who you are. It's true.
That's how Sue sees it.
The only thing that exists is the present. What you decide to do in this moment decides who you are.
And the present is a present.
As a certified dog dad, I know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's Fat Bear Week.
In the gay community or
no,
in the bear
in Alaska.
Community? Is that like Shark Week?
Alaska. Yeah, it's like Shark Week but big fat bears. Whoa. I think it's like, without reading the article, I think it's like, who can be the fattest bear in town before they all go hibernate? Also, did you know hibernating? They're not actually sleeping for months.
Yeah, no one can. No one's got that good of an REM sleep.
I was told by elementary school that they all go and sleep for the winter.
Do you? Yeah. Propaganda.
I thought, damn. One long dream.
Oh, I wish I could go to sleep for 6 months.
You can. And longer.
It's called a coma, baby.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to say which bear was the fattest?
They did. 747. That's their name, I guess.
Tons?
Bear 747 collected the most votes. Oh, it's like subjective?
Is anyone
get a scale?
Is
get a
anyone
scale.
Standing up for the bear community and saying that they don't want to be called fat?
No.
Okay.
Oh wait, I've started a video.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's just a lot of B-roll. Anyway, it's a big fat bear, and he's sitting in the water.
Do they vote?
Does
do
he
they,
win anything?
Do they vote, or do they actually weigh these bears? Is there a scale?
They just vote. No, they vote. There's a ballot box for the
who's voting.
747. The voting. The voters.
Do you think people campaign?
It's like it's giving. You have to text the bear number to 47474.
That's American Idol.
A American Idol.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But do you think people are all like walking to the ballot box and they're all like, oh yeah, 747 was looking thick.
Hold on. This says there was some voting scandal because someone stuffed the ballot box.
Are you saying the chess community was rocked?
The chess community was rocked by scandal. First it was the chess. First they came for the chess community and I said nothing.
Yeah.
Then they came for the fat bears and I said nothing.
Yeah.
You know who they're coming for next?
Democracy.
No. Gay podcast co-hosts.
Cheerocracy.
Yes. Yeah. They had 9,000 spam votes. So who am I to believe?
Is this like
we need
when,
a recount.
This is like when the queens on Drag Race used to get bots to vote themselves Miss Congeniality.
Bots?
Yeah.
Who?
That's what they did.
Mimi, I'm first. That's voted.
She had bots
number one
vote for her to go on All Stars.
I could not believe it. So how are you celebrating Fat Bear Week?
Would you call that bear the goat?
No, I would call it fat.
There's nothing I hate more than when people refer to things as the GOAT for greatest of all time.
Why?
Because they're just using it willy-nilly.
It's humans adapting and evolving language. Language is what brings us together.
I think it's hyperbole.
Okay, well, I've only seen people really use GOAT in a sports sense. And usually when they say it, I don't feel like I am in a position to argue with whether or not that person is the GOAT.
Well, doesn't Nicki Minaj call herself the GOAT too?
She's a barb.
A lot of people think they're the
barb.
GOAT.
Goat.
I don't think
Barb goat. Barb goat?
Billy goat barb.
You know how in New York City all the gays are always on a pop music boat?
What?
They're always going on in New York City, all the gays are always going on boats with themes of music.
The Blessed Madonna did that here in San Francisco, but I thought I'm not getting on a boat with a bunch of gay people.
Well, yeah. Smart thinking.
Who has the aux cord?
Would you rather get on a
a boat or a goat?
What did you say about a goat? I forget, actually.
Billy Goat Gruff.
Would you rather be on a boat of goats, or would you rather be a throat goat?
I'm already both.
Are you a boat? Are you a throat boat?
Or
a boat goat? Or a goat throat?
Yes.
And?
So see, not everyone's saying goat just about sports.
I'm the throat goat.
Do you think, would you say your throat is the goat or your pussy is the goat?
Did you see the TikTok about the people who were at a grocery store and they were covering up different parts of a label and they were like, what if it said? And they were trying to find words within the word to like cover up different letters so that it would reveal a different word, but they couldn't come up with anything. And all the comments were like, when guys start a podcast together and think they're funny and they can't come up with anything. Would you rather be a boat goat or a throat scoat? A scrote? Would you rather be a goat's scrote?
Hey.
Or would you rather float in a boat?
Speaking of TikTok, I owe you an apology. A Ru-pology.
Per usual. Go on with it.
Well, I would like to say here and now that I was wrong when I said that I asked you about whether or not you had seen the biscuit TikTok, because in fact I had asked you if you'd seen the muffin TikTok. But
now you said it. And now
but
you said
I
it.
Meant the biscuit TikTok, and I think after 15 years of friendship, you should be able to read my mind a little better.
I can't.
Do you think biscuits and muffins are close in relationships? Are they play cousins?
I'm not a biscuit connoisseur. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Have you had
UK, don't they call biscuits cookies? Biscuits.
I think they call cookies biscuits.
Whatever. And then here, a biscuit is like, okay, you go to Popeyes and you get a biscuit.
Fuck yeah. I made
So no, it's not like a muffin because that's savory.
I made homemade chicken and biscuits this week. Although the biscuits weren't homemade.
What?
They were Pillsbury.
What about it was homemade?
I put all of it in the oven and baked it myself. Mm. I stirred ingredients. I cut vegetables.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
And then I put biscuits. I have a couple biscuits left. Maybe I'll have one with some honey after this podcast is done recording.
Miss Honey?
Miss Honey.
Hey, did you see the trailer for Megan?
No, but I need to. I heard Megan was really popping off.
Yeah, this little doll brat.
It looked like Annabelle meets Chucky. Bride of Chucky.
Well, her name is, she has a name.
That girl who voices the girl who voices her sometimes, well, maybe just once, was on Watch
Mrs.
What Happens.
Chucky? Does she know Mrs. Shrek?
No. Did I send you that TikTok that said Shrek's babies were ugly?
Maybe. I haven't watched it yet. I have a cue.
Hey, Hey,
no, so Megan is a cursed doll, per usual.
All dolls are cursed.
I haven't watched the trailer, but she looks like she dances, and she's cursed and demonic.
Not to be confused with Kirsten Dunst.
Stupid.
Oh, you said cursed and demonic. Who's that? I think it's Kirsten Demonic.
Have you ever had a Negroni?
I finally saw the real person who does the Negroni Spagliato with, what does she say?
Prosecco.
What do they say?
What is Spagliato? What is Negroni?
I finally clicked on the TikTok button that'll take you to the original audio.
Welcome.
And I was furious.
Why?
That is not at all who I pictured saying the phrase.
Okay. So you're upset with the limited scope of your creativity of brain?
Yeah.
Your imagination couldn't handle it, and so you're upset?
To find out that it was a person from the new Game of Thrones show, whatever, I was just baffled. In like a proper interview, I was disappointed.
Okay.
I was picturing some sort of old British woman. And it wasn't.
Okay.
What is Spagliato's? Yes.
I don't know what Spagliato is or Negroni. Prosecco is some type of, like, I would think champagne.
Yeah. Negroni, it has Aperol in it, and I don't like the taste of Aperol. So I'm already off board.
What is Aperol?
It's like an orangish liqueur, I believe. And
Negroni is sweet vermouth and Campari and gin.
Okay.
What?
Okay. What? Maybe I'm thinking an Aperol.
Should
spritz.
We try it? Should we have it? Bring them out. Here,
listen,
yeah.
I was never on You Deserve a Drink, so I'm not up to date on the cocktails. But I know I don't like a Negroni, and I don't like an Aperol Spritz.
I'm not into alcohol, really. So I'm not trying to have any of that.
I would have an edible.
Do they make that flavor profile in an edible?
No.
I would do it?
I stick to just a gummy.
Would you go to Kanye's school?
I'm not answering questions or acknowledging him in any way.
Love it. Love it, actually. Go on. Then your turn.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey.
What?
Did you see the list of the worst emojis that Gen Z say old people are using?
This is going to be rude. I'm over people being like gatekeeping what is cool on the internet. Fuck off.
So am I. I regretted clicking into this article and
I just need you to know if you use your voice on the internet to shame people of different ages, generations, and perspectives, you're boring.
Imagine
if the basis of your time on the internet is like, oh, this other age group or this other demographic is cringe. You are cringe. You're the one that's cringe. You hold within your human body all of the cringe. Do not project your cringe onto my behavior. My behavior is a neutral event. You are the one cringing. You have the cringe. It's yours. Don't put that on me.
I will say I don't use 3 of the 10 at all, but I use okay, the
link
other
me, link me, but link I use me, link
the
me.
Other 7. I was going to make you guess.
The 10 cringiest?
I don't use 3 of the 10 at all, but I use 7 of the 10 a lot.
Okay, so I'm going to say like the head to the side laughing with tears.
One of them says I feel like loudly crying face. I would picture that as the one that's like this stream of tears. The worst part about this article is that they've written out the emojis instead of just showing.
Oh, them. I can't participate in that then because that's not helpful.
Well, the others are pretty self-explanatory. The one that they say
okay, go on.
Number 1 is the cringiest is the thumbs up, and I fucking use it all the time.
Okay.
Number 2 is the red heart. Just the red
instead
heart.
instead of the like heart, the card version of the like red heart.
I don't
you
know.
There's 2 red hearts.
Oh yeah, not that. I thought you were talking about the envelope with the heart on it.
Oh, I like that one.
Number 3 is the okay hand. I use all the time. Number 4 it says tick, which I assume is like a check. I don't use that. Number 5 is the poo. Never use that.
I've never used the poo.
6 is, I use it to bully my one friend who's really doesn't like talking about poop, which is funny because I really don't like talking about poop, but he somehow hates it more than I do, so I sometimes bully him with it. 6 is the loudly crying face. Number 7, you're going to be very upset by. The monkey eyes covering.
You know what? That's fine.
Number 8 is clapping hands. I use it all the fucking time. Number 9 is the lipstick kiss, which I will go on record saying I hate. I feel uncomfortable when a man uses the lipstick kiss toward me. And that's probably my own internalized homophobia.
I think that's what that is, yeah. What's number 10?
Number 10 is the grimacing face, which I believe is the teeth one that's like,
This is stupid.
Yeah.
I can find you 10 worse emojis.
Gen Z doesn't even know how
to spell. I guess it's not about being worse. It's about cringe. So what is cringe to them? Like
they're saying like cringe is things that their parents use. I'm like, these are all emojis that we use. Oh, here, they've got them all in the picture. Yeah. Yeah, here's the picture of all 10 together. This is ludicrous.
Is it a picture of Ludicrous? Host of...
Hey,
Fear Factor.
Remember when we were filming Fear Factor and Ludacris said he was so hungover, and he told us that. Do you remember what he told us the cure for?
Go on. I'm not gonna say it. You can say it.
Ludacris was so hungover the day he was filming Fear Factor with us. He told us the cure for a hangover was eating pussy.
I literally looked at him. I said, Ludacris.
I was like,
don't.
Why?
Not in front of me. I'm mic'd.
I thought.
I was genuinely appalled when he said that.
I said.
I liked the experience of Ludacris. I liked the experience of filming Fear Factor. I actually liked it when he said it, but I was appalled. I just need that on the record.
I felt uncomfortable. There were women.
Well, I think he was only
around.
Saying it to me and you. I think he was only saying it to me and you.
I
think he misjudged who was the straight contestants. I think he didn't realize JC was over there.
Well, I think that was when it was down to us and TT and Lala. What were their names?
Who could he commiserate with, really? You're right.
Anyways, so yeah, I use all of those emojis. Should I use them?
I use them all as well.
Do you use the kiss lips emoji? Hey, I have a serious question.
If I'm posting something about drag, I will use that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hey, are you the type who has emojis in your names of your friends stored in your phone?
Some of them.
It seems like a lot. I feel like I couldn't just do some. I feel like I'd have to do all.
I have one for me.
You have one for yourself.
And then I'm scrolling in my texts right now and nobody else.
What do you have for yourself?
The man with the mustache.
Do you have Hudson saved in your phone as like babe with like heart?
So no.
Like baby
no.
Babies.
I have him saved as his name.
First and last?
Yes, I have everyone saved in my phone as their first and last name, including my parents.
My parents are my only ones who I don't.
I have heard, I don't know where I heard it, but you shouldn't have your parents in as mom or dad because people will use that if they steal your phone and they'll take advantage of your parents and they'll like get something out of your parents. They'll text your mom
because
they can easily find mom.
My parents don't have anything to get.
Like, mom, what's my social security number?
My mom would not know that.
Mom.
My mom. When we were 6 years old, my mom gave us our social security cards and said, this is up to you now.
That's smart. That is smart. I have no clue where mine is. It's gone, certainly.
You don't have a little box for your trinkets.
Yes, I do. My tooth is in it. That's it. Just my tooth.
Oh, wow.
I should put my, if I ever do find my social security card, it should go in there with my tooth because I would remember it's in there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe the Tooth Fairy still hasn't shown up to take that into the night.
She's being a little bit flighty.
Hey, I have a serious question.
Go.
Do you think this is what I was thinking about last night when I was really stoned. Do you think the 5 second rule is just for poor people, like middle class and lower?
Why?
Because I do. Do you think any rich people? Because I've done it my whole life, but I was thinking about it last night. I was like, oh, how nice.
I've never counted the amount of time something's on the floor. I in a split second, I decide, what is the state of that floor? Is it freshly cleaned? Is it like, is it New York City subway floor?
No.
Is it?
I was thinking.
Is
I was
it
like,
a bathroom floor? Like, all of these things are what make my decision, not the amount of time it's been on the floor.
So I was getting blueberries, just plain blueberries, as a snack last night out of the fridge. And I dropped a couple on the floor, and I picked them up and ate them. And I thought, I wish I could not eat those off the floor.
It also depends on the material of the food. Like,
I mean,
if it's shredded cheese, I'm not going to be picking up each little shredded cheese to, like, I don't want to swipe it into a pile and then it's like other stuff too.
Like melt it on something for later.
But if I drop an entire apple, I'll pick it up and I'll eat it.
I rinsed off the blueberries and my floor's probably not even that dirty. But
I need you to know one thing though. Having dogs has opened my eyes that there is piss everywhere. Every inch of the outside, every inch of a sidewalk, every inch of a street, your stoop. I am telling you what, there is piss everywhere.
Oops, all piss babies.
Yes.
I don't know. When I was dog sitting for my brother and his fiance.
Every inch of the park.
When I was dog sitting a couple of weeks ago for my brother and his fiance, their dog peed only in spots where other dogs had peed recently. And I could tell. She was like seeking out spots where other dogs
pee. They are strategic with their piss. Crouton is like so angry, like, when Willie doesn't comply to the rules of where he needs to be peeing.
He's a bossy piss baby.
He is, because we have like a back patio area of grass that Willie likes to go, and he's just like, because he doesn't want to go on a walk, so he's like, I'll just go pee in the backyard on the like grass that we set up for the dogs so that they can pee. Crouton refuses because his piss is time is money, money is piss, baby. And so he needs to take his piss and disperse it around the neighborhood to mark. He is not joking around with marking his territory.
He knows it. He's got that good.
And he can't get in there fast enough. If Willie is peeing somewhere in the neighborhood, he is like next in line for the exact spot. Like nose up to the Willie's dick, waiting for the piss to stop, and sometimes it's splish splashing on Crouton's face. Don't kiss the dogs. don't even touch them.
I think that was a song in The Little Mermaid.
Don't kiss the dogs. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good.
Really slapped.
Negroni.
Spagliato with Prosecco in it.
I mean, I'll try it.
I like,
but there's not a world I'm going to buy any of those three ingredients. There's just not a world. There's not a single world that would ever be in my home.
Okay, well.
So, and you want me to go up to a bartender and say all of that?
Well,
they're going to think I'm having a stroke.
Well, one of the housewives always orders her drink, and she's basically just getting a vodka soda. And she asks for three lemons, and then she says, carcasses out. And then she smirks like it's the funniest thing she's ever said.
I have to say, everything that I learn about a Real Housewife is against my will.
You're welcome.
And I dislike it. It makes me dislike all of the Real Housewives more. Every time I learn a single thing about any of them, it grows my disdain for the Housewives, for the Housewives culture, and for people who make Housewives their only interest and identity.
You think that's my only interest?
Did I say that? But now that you bring it up, I didn't say anything about you. Are you part of this? No, I think Hudson and I have already discussed this about you, how you liking Real Housewives is the most unbecoming thing about you. It's like the least Corey thing about Corey is that he likes Real Housewives. Listen, it's like the last remaining thing that's like out of character who we think you are.
When people say, why is he single? I should say Housewives.
I honestly, yeah. Yeah, I think I could go on it, and I have, and I will, and I do. I could go on an entire diatribe about how Real Housewives is rotting the brains of gays, is ruining the relationships of gays,
It's what? Tell me more.
It's garbage, mama. It's garbage, mama.
It's giving garbage, mama.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. And it's like, what are you guys like?
Would you rather
all
be
of them? Almost are any of them actually like good people, or are they all like terrible? And voting for Trump?
No, there are some that are good people, and those are the ones that I root for. And all the gays tell me that I have terrible taste because I root for the nice ones, the kind ones, the polite ones, and everyone else roots for the she devils.
You like the ones that are only on for one season before they get replaced.
Yes. And all my friends tell me it's called bad taste.
Yeah. Well, what I'm learning is you do have bad taste in your friends.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, it's me.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
anything else, Corey?
That's all she wrote.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of all she wrote, or death she wrote, or dead she becomes...
Death becomes...
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote, she died.
Yes, but also... also, they're gonna... I read they're making a Death Becomes Hers redo.
Squeakquel?
Yes. With Kate Hudson playing Goldie Hawn's role, because that's her daughter, and Anne Hathaway playing Meryl's role, which I'm out on.
I'm fine with it. Who's is there a guy in there somewhere?
The man?
Who's the man?
I saw it from like a gay Twitter, and so they clearly didn't talk about the man. But yes, Angela Lansbury, may she rest in peace.
Rip it.
Hey, are you waiting for me to ask where people can find you?
No.
Oh.
But now that you bring it up, you can find me hanging with Corey. When this goes live, Corey, you'll be in town.
Bitch, that was literally what my answer was going to be, and you stole it.
Oh, my God.
And if I can't afford it, then I guess I'm going to steal it.
Corey, where can people find you?
Streaming with you, not kissing crouton on the mouth.
Hey, are you doing a stream with me?
I might, yeah, who knows? Okay. What's the budget?
Well, this goes live on Tuesday. Maybe if you're hearing this, we might be having a live coming or happening or currently happening.
In
or
that
just
moment.
Check our Twitters.
Cool. Great. Okay. Awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.